Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Right, hello, welcome to the second hour of Swing Time, which didn't get off to the flying start that I'd previously predicted. Mike's got his spikes caught in the starting blocks, unfortunately. We're hoping to bring in Milk Jackson still. Let's see how we go on at a second attempt.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome back to Swing Time. Mike Coates here with some further selections of jazz, swing and blues music for your entertainment. And my thanks to John Yule for clanking up the gears to get the important moving bits of the show spinning. My opening track really goes into the depth of our music, doesn't it? It was Milt Jackson from his album Plenty Plenty Soul, and we heard the title track. In the lineup, we had Joe Newman trumpet, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Julian Cannonball Adderley alto, Frank Foster tenor, Sihab Shihab, also known as Edmund Gregory, on baritone. Horace Silver was the pianist, Percy Heath on bass, and Art Blakely at the drums. The track was arranged by Quincy Jones and recorded in New York City on the 7th of January 1957. And indeed, on the lineup there, two of the musicians will occur or crop up later on in the show. Well, I say two musicians, one certainly and one almost, and I'll need to explain that when the time comes. Well, whilst we are on our knees, so to speak, another offering, sorry, no pun intended, for further spiritual contemplation. John Hendricks welcomes our weekly meeting and goes on to explain where it all started. Apparently not Paternoster Row, although how coincidental is that name? Here is John Hendricks.
West Montgomery plunking guitar strings, drummer Walter Bolden really playing them things, Monk Montgomery on the Fender bass, a little pony really riding all over the place. Well, it's a good get together, I sing. It's a good get together, hear me sing. Well, at a good get together, ain't nothing else to do but swing. West Montgomery struck a bluesy groove, Walter picked it up and it began to move. Gildo Monk and Pony really played that thing. There wasn't nothing I could do, I had to go on and sing. Well, it's a good get-together, I sing. It's a good get-together, hear me sing. Well, it's a good get-together, ain't nothing else to do but swing. Want to swing, Pony? Yeah! Thank you.
Wright Brothers just left the room. An alto and a trumpet, they was gigging on the Zoom. They lit a mighty fire and it burned us all. So we're still here cooking and we're having a ball. Cause it's a good get together, hear me sing. It's a good get together, hear me sing. Well, at a good get together, ain't nothing else to do but swing. Yes, at a good get together, ain't nothing else to do but swing. Ain't nothing else to do but swing at a good get together. When you get to one of them good get togethers, ain't nothing else to do but swing. Well, there ain't nothing else to do but swing. When you get to one of them good get togethers, there ain't nothing else to do but swing.
John Hendricks did a good job for me there, giving details of the lineup of the group. He was somewhat coy about a couple of mighty brothers who had just left the room, an alto and a trumpet player. They did not appear on the track that we heard, but do provide excellent music on other tracks in the album. In reality, they are Nat and Cannonball Adderley, presumably not named for contractual reasons at the time. The reason to feature that track was that when carrying out some unrelated research last week, I came across a couple of musicians who had birthdays last weekend. Neither are particularly well known, so I thought a good reason to include on the show two jazz men who normally would not be particularly well represented. The first was the pianist on that good get-together track, Gildo Mahonis. He was born on the 2nd of June 1929. Over the years, he has worked with, amongst others, Sonny Stitt, Abby Lincoln, James Moody, Jim Hall and Benny Carter. Between 1953 and 1956, he accompanied Lester Young and its Storyville Boston broadcast we are to hear. The track is I Cover the Waterfront. And the makeup of the group is Lester Young, tenor, Jesse Drakes on trumpet, Gildo Mahoney's piano, Connie Henry on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. Recorded in Storyville, Boston in 1953. I Cover the Waterfront. And it's in the company of another tenor player that we associate with Count Basie that I conclude the brief thumbnail sketch of Gildo Mahoney's. The makeup of this group is Benny Powell, trombone, Frank Foster, tenor, Gildo Mahoney's on piano, Percy Heath, bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. And the name of the track, and I don't know who they are referring to here, I'm afraid, is Little Red. Thank you. Gildo Mahonis, a fine pianist in some pretty fast company there. And that was a Blue Note recording. Yesterday, the 2nd of June, was Gildo Mahonis' birthday. Before we move on to the second of our birthday personalities, some British jazz. Indeed, there might be some Swing Time listeners who feel that we should include more of this trumpeter's work. And I can take the point, he doesn't crop up so often. This is trumpeter Kenny Baker. And when I take into account the part played by Kenny Baker over the years, then the criticism might be quite valid. Kenny Baker's dates, incidentally, were the 1st of March 1921 to the 7th of December 1999. The track we are to hear is called Threesome, and it's under the heading of Kenny Baker's old group name, Kenny Baker's Dozen. We have Kenny Baker on trumpet, Derek Healy on trumpets, Alan Barnes on alto, Vic Ash on tenor, Dave Willis also on tenor, but he also plays bass sax, which we can hear on this track as well. Eddie Mordew has the baritone sax. Brian D, a pianist that perhaps we should look again with more concern at on Swing Time, at the piano. Dave Green on the double bass, and Ralph Sammins, at the drums. This track was recorded in Birmingham at the Ronnie Scott Club that opened there for a short period of time, and the recording dates were either the 3rd or 4th of September 1993. The track was recorded something like 35 years after Kenny Baker's regular broadcasts on the BBC, but he doesn't seem to have lost any of his old skills. The track is called Threesome. Thank you. Not sure where the title derived from. There were five soloists on the trike, including two that I didn't name, who were Bruce Adams, trumpet, and Richard Edwards on trombone. Brian D. also gave a short presentation, a solo presentation there. So, good to hear Kenny Baker again, and I look to include some more of his work over the coming months. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here with a selection of music for the second half. The second of my birthday musicians is a guitar player from the swing era, and the birthday he had was Saturday the 31st of May. His dates are 31st of May 1913 to 3rd of December 1989. His name is Jimmy Shirley, and he worked and recorded with quite a number of musicians. Veteran jazz swing time listeners may have encountered his work on Blue Note recordings by James P. Johnson, Art Hodes and Sidney DePary. He spent much of his career working on the trios led by Herman Chittison and us here with Clarence Prophet. They play a fine blues performance called Times Square Blues, and in addition to Clarence Prophet on piano and Jimmy Shirley on bass, we have a bass player called Melvin Moore. This was recorded in 1941. Thank you. Jimmy Shirley's distinctive sound arises because of his use of a tremolo arm, which gives his overall sound a kind of Hawaiian sound. It was well received in its day, and as I mentioned, he was into quite a lot of different groups. Particularly interesting is the one we're going to hear now, which is a track called Moonglow, and is played by Earl Bostick and his orchestra, which many people will associate with a tune called Flamingo. However, in this lineup for Earl Bostick, who incidentally is credited with helping the young man a great deal with the harmonies of jazz at the time, and his name was John Coltrane, although we'll not hear too much of him in this performance. This is Moonglow. An early outing there for John Coltrane, although he did not play the alto lead, sax lead on that. Jimmy Shirley actually was included in the rhythm section, and that really concludes my little sojourn into two lesser known musicians. Simply because of the nature of their birthday dates. And I might look for one or two more people in the future that we can perhaps give exposure to who are not so well known. Now, when Count Basie joined Norman Granz for recordings on his Pablo label, Norman really gave Basie free rein. In fact, when the Pablo label started up, Count Basie was one of the first musicians that Norman Granz signed up. So here is a latter-day version of a Count Basie orchestra, and this track is called CB Express. Thank you. TB Express, which was recorded in Hollywood the 1st and 2nd of September 1981. Along with Count Basie on piano, we had Mitchell Booty Wood, Dennis Wilson, Grover Mitchell, Bill Hughes on trombones. Willie Cook played trumpet, and Sonny Cohen, Duke Caney, Frank Zabo, Bob Summers played trumpets and flugelhorns between them. Johnny Williams was baritone, Eric Dixon, tenor, Kenny Hing was tenor and flute, Bobby Plater and Danny Turner, alto, saxophones, also flutes, Freddie Green, guitar, Cleveland Eaton, bass, and Greg Field at the drums. The arranger and conductor of that Count Basie Orchestra was Sam Nistico. For economic reasons, Basie was obliged to disband his original orchestra in 1950, at which time he formed an octet. With the involvement that Basie had with when he joined Pablo, there were no restrictions as to time, makeup of recording groups. Indeed, Norman Granz had the resources and foresight to bring together any combination of musicians and tunes, which he did frequently for Basie, and we're going to hear one in a moment, which is under Count Basie leading the Kansas City Seven. The Kansas City Seven being J.J. Johnson, trombone, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet and flugelhorn, Eddie Lockjaw Davis, tenor, Joe Pass, guitar, John Hurd on bass, and Jake Hanna, drums. Not a bad lineup there, I'm sure you would agree. Although you might expect that the composition to emanate from J.J. Johnson and Lockjaw Davis, it's called J-Lock, that is not the case. The credit are Basie, Lockjaw, Freddie Hubbard and Joe Pass. Here they play J-Lock, and this was recorded in Hollywood again at the Cherokee Studios on the 10th of April 1980.